Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2126, What is Habit Stacking? And How to Create Habits That Stick, by Shirley of daringliving.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy that reads you articles or book excerpts, stories or essays every day, including holidays, for nearly 6 years and over 2,100 episodes, covering personal development or self-help, how to live a better life, and a lot more. It's always with permission from the authors or websites. Just hit the subscribe or follow button in your podcast app to get new episodes for free. And you can find a bunch more shows where we narrate articles for you, covering personal finance, health, relationships, entrepreneurship, and more. To find those shows, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this, and all of them should pop right up. But for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. What is Habit Stacking and How to Create Habits That Stick, by Shirley of daringliving.com. All right, let's face it. By this point, we pretty much all know what are considered good habits and all the advantages that will benefit us if we develop them. Actions like exercise more, eat less junk food, read more books, wake up earlier, etc. So why aren't we doing them? Because the challenging part is not starting these actions, but it's sticking to these routines long enough for them to turn into habits. When you first start something, it can take up a lot of mental energy and requires lots of self-discipline. That's why it's so difficult. I feel you. What if I tell you right now that there's a way to trick your brain into believing you've been doing a routine long enough so it's more likely for you to stick with it long term? This is called habit stacking, which is the method of stacking a new routine on top of an already established habit, the habit loop. Before we dive deeper into how it works, however, it's important to first understand how habits are formed. Our brain is always looking for ways to save effort. It has a tendency to chunk our actions into sets of automatic routines. Charles Duhigg in The Power of Habits described each set to consist of 3 steps, the cue, routine, and reward. Cue, a sign that triggers the brain to go on autopilot mode. Routine, physical or mental behavior that follows after the cue. And reward, a positive stimulus that reinforces the routine. The next time the same cue is present, the brain would crave for the reward and you would perform the routine on autopilot. For example, I used to place my workout clothes on my bed before work. Every day after work, I would come home and see the workout clothes, my cue. I'd get changed and hit the gym, routine, and afterward I would congratulate myself by making a delicious smoothie, reward. Over time, when I see the workout clothes, I'd immediately think about the smoothie afterward, and I'll be able to perform the routine easily. And there you go, a habit is formed. By understanding the habit loop and how habits are formed, you can already make conscious decisions to change an existing habit or create a new one. What is habit stacking? On a daily basis, we perform many habits already. Actions like getting out of bed, turning on the coffee maker, taking a shower, driving to work, eating lunch, heading home from work, eating dinner, turning off the lights, going to sleep, etc. Have you ever had a time, or many times, where you came out of the shower and immediately began brushing your teeth without realizing it? These habits are already rooted in our brain that they barely require any mental energy at all to perform. The trick to developing new habits faster is to use these established habits as the cue to trigger the new routine that you want to create. Some examples: after I take a shower, I will stretch for 20 minutes. After I come home from work, I will go out for a jog. Right after I wake up, I'll say a prayer. After I eat dinner, I'll read 10 pages of a book. Basically, you are stacking your new habits on top of an existing one, and your brain will learn to chunk these two routines together. With this method, it'll be much more likely for you to actually form a habit and stick with it. However, make sure that these established habits are actions you already do regularly in order for it to work. I also use this habit stacking technique to create my morning rituals. So try thinking about which habits you want to create and see how you can schedule those routines so they can be immediately before or after an already established habit. More tips on creating habits. Try not to be too ambitious and create many new habits at once. Each new habit requires mental effort to form in the beginning, and you don't want to diversify that energy because that was me. Instead, try focusing first on the keystone habits that will impact you the most. Last but not least, if you aren't able to build a habit that you want right away, it's okay. On average, the length of time it takes to form a habit can range anywhere from 21 to 254 days. Remember, slow progress is better than no progress, so be patient with it. As I love to say, but very true, it really is a journey. So just keep trying, and if things don't work out, change things up and try again. For example, you can try altering the cue. Maybe you cannot work out in the morning because you are a night person. Anyways, hope this article gave you some tips on creating habits faster. I really hope that this has helped your growth journey in some way. Wishing you best of luck, and as always, you know I'm rooting for you. You just listened to the post titled, What is Habit Stacking and How to Create Habits That Stick? By Shirley of daringliving.com. Thank you to Shirley. Habit stacking is a nice little hack that can work wonders. Think about the habits you're looking to add into your life and how they could fit seamlessly before or after something that is already a guaranteed part of your routine. Let me know what you come up with. Have a great day. Thank you for listening and being here every day and for subscribing to the show. I'll see you back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.